A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Kuf Tes, Baba Metzia 109. Pagination is 217, starting from the top line. Hamikabo Soda Mechavero Lishonem Mu'atos. If a person accepts a field from his friend for a limited amount of time, Rashi tells us less than 7 years, this is a case of Chakirus, where he is going to pay the landowner a flat fee per year, and therefore there are limitations as to how he's allowed to use the land to extract its nutrients, etc., based on the different type of thing that he could plant there. He can't do so unfairly. Lo yizra ena pishton. He's not allowed to plant flax there, because it takes time after a crop of flax for the land to rejuvenate. Ve'ein lo b'koro shikma, and he's not allowed to harvest these pieces of wood from trees that their purpose is to create beams, because it takes time for such things to grow, and it's on a cycle, and if you have it for less than 7 years, you don't have a right to start cutting these branches down. Kiblei mena l'zayin shanim. If, however, you do have it for 7 years, shana rishona, during that first year, yizra ena pishtan, you're allowed to do flax, because it'll have time to rejuvenate before you return it. V'yeshla v'kora shikma, and it's allowed to take these beams, because it will rejuvenate over the next 7 years, and he'll leave them so that when he's done, the owner will indeed have land equivalent of what he gave this worker. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Bikora Shikma Einlo, indeed, he's not allowed to harvest the beams if he has it for less than 7 years, but Bishavach Shikma Yeshlo, in the increased value over the time that he does have it, we have to evaluate how much it increased during his time, because in effect he owned it during that time, and he's returning something that's of more value after the 2-3 years that he's had it. For Rava Omar, and Rava says, Afilu b'shvach shikma nami ein lo, not only isn't he allowed to harvest these branches, but he doesn't even get the benefit of the evaluation of what it went up during the time that he had it. Simply said, this benefit is not on the radar screen on a shorter deal. Let's drop down to a story of Rav Papa, and we will see that even though Rava says that you don't get such benefits of what grows on its own, but there is a certain degree of compensation that might apply. We're on the last of the small lines. Rav Papa Kabel Ara La Aspasto. Rav Papa accepted a field to work it, to plant aspasta, a certain type of product. Kodchu Beitali, and trees ended up growing there. Kikamistalik, when he was leaving the field to give it over to the landowner, Omaluhu, he said, Havuli Shivcha, I'd like you to evaluate the value of the field and give me the benefit. Omale Rav Shisha Burei de Ravidi l'Rav Papa, Rav Shisha Burei de Ravidi said to Rav Papa, Elamayata, according to what you're saying, Dikla va'olim, if a tree got fatter, Hachanami de Boy Mar Shivcha, you would also want it to be evaluated, that now it's a stronger, bigger tree and you should get compensation, that you're giving back a better piece of land than the one you got. And obviously he's saying that's not true. Amalei, Rav Papa answered, Hasam lava daita dochi nochis. I didn't go in trying to reap the benefits of a thicker tree. That's not why people go into a piece of land. They go into a land to plant it. So, of course, not regarding the thicker tree. Hacha adaita dehochi nachisna. But I did go into the land that whatever grows new, I'm supposed to reap the benefit. And here are trees. The trees obviously can't be harvested. They're not going to have any purpose. But if you have a few years on trees, they're going to be beneficial. And therefore, I'm giving him back a more useful product. I want it to be evaluated. So they asked, Keman, what shita are you following? Ka'abaye, are you saying that you're paskening like Abaye, da'oma b'shvach shikma yeshlo, that a person should have the benefit of the harvestable branches because now they're 2 or 3 years further in their process? And the Gemara says, afilu tema k'rava, even if you pasken like Rava, which is the way we pasken in Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless, Rav Papa was asking for some sort of compensation that he's entitled to, even according to Rava. Because hasam les lepseida, there's no loss over there. This shikma tree is growing, and it grew another 2-3 years more. There's no loss to the worker who was on the field. Hacha ika pseida. But over here, there was a loss because these trees that started growing on their own, Rav Papa, in good faith, wasn't going to chop them down. He lets them grow, but he's taking a loss because he can't plant whatever crop he's planting in that place. So he perhaps figured, hey, it's beneficial, and I'll just ask for compensation regarding the tree valuation at the end. And that's the smarter thing to do, to leave the tree there. But bottom line, he's not just claiming a tree that's 2-3 years older. He's claiming a new product that grew during his relationship with this field. And he wants to get the increased value. Omalei, so the landowner asked, my pesadetich, yada da aspasta, what exactly did I cause you a loss by your leaving the tree there? A certain amount of aspasta that you could have planted. Shiko yada da aspasta vizil. So take that amount of compensation and get out of here. But don't take the value of the tree, which is far more. And what we see over here is that Rava would agree, even though the increased years of the branch do not go into the calculation according to Rava, but if a new tree started growing and the worker left it and therefore took a loss that he has less place to plant his vegetables, then indeed the worker can claim the compensation for those lost vegetables, and that amount the landowner would indeed have to reimburse him. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.